awake and obedient. You can find other hot erotic hypnosis MP3 titles just like this one at www.msdominica.com. Hello, baby. I know if you've listened to this recording before. Your cock is already growing hard because you know what I'm going to do to you. The sound of my voice always makes you hard. Oh, yes. But if this is the first time you have listened, you may be a little confused. This is a very special MP3. And I only want you to listen to it when you are busy. That's right. Driving a car or jogging. Something that requires your attention. If you are listening to this while lying in bed or reclining in a nice soft chair, I want you to stop right now. I want you always to associate this recording with being alert and awake. You will find that you are never able to fall asleep while listening to this MP3. Are you ready? Are you obeying Dominica? Yes? Good slave. Now focus on the road, my pet. Drive and listen. I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. You are in a trance right now. Oh, it's not a sleepy trance, but you are focused on what you are doing. Even while you are listening to my voice, you are doing something else that demands your attention. Maybe you're driving your car, or jogging, or cleaning the house. Or maybe you're just sitting in a subway, riding between home and work. You are doing something that requires your concentration, that needs you to remain awake and alert. The focus of your attention is narrowed. And that, baby, is a trance. You need to steer the car. You need to stay between those white lines on the road and press the brake pedal when you need to. Avoid other cars. If it drifts into your lane, or you need to be careful not to step in the potholes on the jogging path. You need to be ready to get on the right train. And be ready to leave when it reaches your stop. And yet you can listen to the radio, listen to the news or music. You can even hum along with the music if you want to. And if a commercial comes on, you don't get confused. Your driving trance continues. Your jogging trance just continues. Keeping your brain focused. Keeping you safe. But you hear what they are saying on the radio. They might be selling a mouthwash that whitens your teeth or a quick oil change for your car. But you remember. They tell you little stories to help you remember. They're hoping to pull you into another trance for just a minute, a gentle, light trance. And when you finish your drive or your run or your train trip and you go back home safe and sound, when you walk through your front door and turn on the light, you may not realize it, but you have been implanted with a post-hypnotic suggestion to buy that mouthwash. Or get your car serviced at any one of their hundreds of convenient locations. You may not do it. You may resist. But they have planted the suggestion. And you were awake the entire time, weren't you? Of course you were. Just like you are awake right now and listening to my voice. And you know I'm not going to do anything to put you to sleep right now. It wouldn't be safe. I want you wide awake, watching the road, counting the train stops, but I can still implant my suggestions. You know I can do it because they can do it. And I'm a much more powerful hypnotist than any of them. And I have another advantage. You want to obey me. That's why you're listening to this MP3. And I'm much sexier than they are. They want to sell you oil changes, and I want to make your cock trip. Now, which set of suggestions would you rather listen to? Yes, flicking that little switch on and off when you get home, it's just like flicking your cock up and down. You find yourself playing with those light switches when you enter a room, flipping the switch up and down, up and down, up and down. And you can feel your cock growing harder, up and down, harder and harder. As the light flashes on and off and on again, like a strobe light, like a strobe. Hard, dripping cock with every light switch. You are going to remember that. Your cock is already growing stiff and pressing firmly against the front of your pants. And every time you listen to this MP3, it gets easier and easier to get yourself hard by flicking a light switch. You love the feel of the hard plastic against your fingers, don't you? The flash of light, and the gentle click as you rock it up and down. Up and down, like rubbing your cock, rubbing your hard cock. And you're wide awake. You can still run down the jogging path without tripping. But there's a little tent in your running shorts right now, isn't there? That will settle down in a minute. If you concentrate on your main trance. If you focus on the road. So, I want you to take it easy while you stay awake and just drive. Listening to my voice, even while you are awake. Listening to Dominica will train you to obey every one of my suggestions. In fact, you're already waiting for me to say the word obey again. You like the word obey, because it's such a hot word, especially the way I say it, obey. The word obey gets your cock even harder. But I want you concentrating on your driving. Wakey, wakey. Yes, on your driving. So I'm going to tell you a little story. My stories are a little mixture of half fiction and half truth. To protect everyone involved. As you get to know me better, and as you get closer to Dominica, you will be able to tell which is fantasy and which is reality. But till then, it won't really matter, will it? You see, I am naturally dominant. I don't need hypnosis to get you to obey me. That's just the way I like to control you. But I don't need it. When I was first beginning to explore my dominant nature, I used to have a little femi slut who followed me and my friends all around everywhere we went. I won't tell you his real name, of course. I'll call him Steven. And he was so needy, that little whore. We used to dress him up in a very tight tube top, all red and white and candy cane colors. And tight white girls' gym shorts. Oh, and that little slut loved it. We used to call him Stephanie. Anyways, Stephanie was a hot little bitch. But we only called him that when he was wearing the correct clothes. And when he was dressed as a girl, I still think of him as a girl. She would do anything, and I mean anything. If only I would let her hang around us. Like one of the girls. Oh, but she was a humiliation slut, too. That's right. We did some really creative things that got to that little whore. every time. One night, I commanded her to drive me and my best friend out to the golf course in the middle of the night. It was right next to a big waterway which had some nasty-ass water in it. My friend and I sat in the little alcove made of piled rocks, drinking wine coolers, and watched that slut give herself an enema with that water, crying and coming and crying and coming, all at the same time, so debased, so beaten. That's right, honey. I can be one badass, twisted bitch. I'm not into hardcore S&M or medical play, but I love to spank your ass nice and hard. Maybe even beat you all over until you're tattered and bruised. Other times, I like to tease you and seduce you with my breasts, or my red fingernails, or my long, firm legs. But that's why you crave me, isn't it? It's why you can't get me out of your mind. You're obsessed with Dominica. But I want you awake, little slave. So I won't tease your little mind with that special trigger. Mm-mm. Not now. But you're going to find yourself craving to listen to my MP3 obsessed when you can relax, when you can sleep. But right now, watch the cars and stay awake and focus on the road. Your main trance is that road and driving. You never lose focus. There are many ways to obey Dominica. That's why I like hypnosis. I can implant the ideas of all those different things inside your head. Take you on a little adventure with me. Your mind is like a little playground to run around in and explore. You've got some beautiful parkland with sunny skies and tall green trees and some dark secret places that you like to keep hidden. I like to explore both. Sometimes I get a real adrenaline rush just getting into those dark places with you. Like when I wake up in the morning and I can hear the gentle but persistent sound of metal tapping on the leg of my iron-framed bed. I realize you're trying to escape, and I reach over quickly to the small black remote control on my bedside table, and I press the button, and your yelp of pain and surprise from under the bed tells me the device is working perfectly. Perfectly. You always sleep underneath my bed, chained to the iron frame. Crawl, slave, from one end to the other, to where my legs are dangling over the edge. Your face and mouth find my long, slender feet. Oh, yes, smell them. Lick my toes. Lick, 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 lick the soles of my feet. Good boy. You can apologize with your lips and tongue, little slave. There is no escape from my compound. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Suddenly I pull my feet away from you, curling up inside the fluffy covers, depriving you of my toes. Crave my feet, slave. Wide awake, that's right, keep your eyes on that road. Watch the other cars, keep yourself safe, and come home to me. Come home to Dominica, where I keep you. In controlled captivity. Freedom is a funny thing, you know. You can get too much of it, and you can get too little of it. It's a very precarious balancing act to give you just the right amount, my little slave boy. Just the right amount. Who controls the cherries? The red, juicy cherries. You're going to find out, slave. You're going to find out and remember. You're going to find yourself following all of my instructions. You want to obey Dominica, not only because I'm a powerful hypnotist, but because I am sexy and dominating. Red like tomatoes, like strawberries. Red like ripe, juicy apples and cranberries. I want you to get a pad of sticky notes. The little ones, just 2 inches across. You're going to start leaving yourself little notes. Notes from me, your mistress, Dominica. I want you to write the word obey in capital letters on a sticky note. And you will keep this paper in your wallet with your credit cards. And every time you open your wallet, you will see this paper. It will remind you to obey Dominica. Even when you're awake. Even when you're wide awake. Like you are right now, driving your car. Pay attention, slave boy. Hello, obey and drive. And you're going to listen to this MP3 while you drive. You're going to listen to it again and again and again because you love listening to my voice. Red like cherries, like a big red barn, like blood. Yes, you love the color red. You love listening to my voice. More than you like listening to music. More than you want to hear news on the radio. You get lonely unless you can listen to my voice every day. You want to listen every time you drive. And you're always wide awake. That's right. Stay awake. I want you safe and alive and healthy so you can serve your mistress. Oh yes, you will serve me. Like when you bring me breakfast in the morning. There I am, sitting in my office, opening emails, checking on my other followers, my worshippers. Aw, let's say it like it is. My slaves. They write to me of their devotion. They beg me to let them come. They're always begging me to let them come. You walk in carrying a silver tray with a single purple orchid bloom, a newspaper, and a small breakfast of toast and fruit. Hold the tray up high, slave, up to your chest, so I can get a good look at your cock, locked up in a tight chastity of clear plastic. Feel me rake my long manicured fingernails over your balls. Shaved all nice and smooth for me. It gets your cock instantly hard inside that little plastic housing. I like it to stay hard for me all the time, even inside the chastity. You must obey, Dominica. Wide awake and listening to my voice, watch the cars, check the dashboard. Are you going the right speed? You need to stay awake to listen, and every time you listen, my voice makes you want to listen again. Every time you listen, my influence over your mind becomes stronger and stronger. You want to please, Dominica, and you do. Even wide awake, you do. You will write yourself a sticky note that says, I cannot stop masturbating. You will stick that note on a table or a wall. Or on your computer monitor. You will look at the note and rub your cock. Faster and faster. Pinch your nipples with your other hand right and left and back again. You love to pinch your nipples. You can see me standing over you, watching you, helpless, helpless to stop. You won't be able to stop until you can turn the paper over and look at the blank side of it. But you'll have to stop masturbating to turn over the sticky note. And you can't stop. Say it. I cannot stop masturbating. Again, I cannot stop masturbating. Don't touch yourself now. You're not allowed to touch yourself while you're driving. But when you stop the car, you're going to see that red traffic light or a stop sign or the red brake lights of a car, and the color red drives you crazy. The color red makes you so horny. I like to do that to my little slave boys, the ones who come visit me, the ones who become my living slaves. Day after day, I take you into my dungeon. Oh, yes, I have a dungeon. It is absolutely necessary for my perfect fulfillment in life. It's where I keep all my toys, my floggers, my plugs and whips and elixirs. And this amazing piece of furniture, a big sawhorse all covered with black leather. One of my former live-ins bought it for me as a gift. I point to it and you mount it flawlessly. Smell the leather and feel your chest and belly press down against the top rail. In a moment I have your wrists and ankles tied, tightly tied with leather cuffs, padlocked to the four legs of the sawhorse, and I slide the black programming helmet over your head, positioning it so you can hear my commands perfectly. See the screen inside with images and commands spiraling and scrolling across of it. There are little plastic tubes in the helmet, aimed at your nose and lips, and I can squirt in smells and tastes. Keep driving. Pay attention to the road. I step over to the computer and click a button, and an array of options come up. I choose floating cherries and speak the words so teasing and sultry. Obey. Cherries. I squeeze the little rubber bulb, squirting in the cherry-scented perfume and the taste of cherries on your lips. You've been here before. You cannot resist. Wide awake. Wake, wake. Watch the road carefully. Drive safely. You cannot go to sleep now. You must stay awake. You cannot resist the red, red cherries spinning and spiraling in your brain red. Obey the cherries. Your cock swells with blood inside that chastity belt, especially when I'm squeezing your balls. Feel me reach between your legs from behind and squeeze and massage your balls. Cherries, red, red cherries. Your cock gets hard inside the chastity. It hurts a bit. Oh, cherries, you want your cock. Yes, you want your cock soft and tiny so the pain will go away, so the pressure will go away. But you cannot help it. Red makes your cock hard. Cherries make you want to come. But inside the cock cage, tied up deep inside, your cock hurts. And the pain makes you get soft again. Soft again, so soft. Tiny cock, all limp and soft. Wide awake. You're always wide awake. You taste the cherries. You smell the cherries. And the red lights make your cock so hard. Feel me squeezing your balls, digging my fingers into them. Worship, follow, and obey the cherry. Wide awake. Who controls the cherries? Dominica controls the cherries. Say it. Dominica controls the cherries. Cherries drug you. They make you into a robot when you are awake. A perfectly obedient mechanical robot. Don't they, pet? The color red gets you so aroused. The word obey makes you masturbate. You cannot touch yourself now. You cannot touch yourself now. Chastity. You are driving. You are always in chastity when you are driving. You are always awake when you are driving. And the cherries. The cherries make you want to come. I'm going to take you on a shopping trip, slave. I'm going to take off your chastity belt and drive you to the grocery store. Take you to the farmer's market and show you the big bins of fresh red cherries in the fruit section. Look at you. Your cock is dripping with pre-cum, staining the front of your pants. Cherries make your cock drip, 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 drip. Surrounded by the smell of cherries. I'll just pick up a cherry, pull it off the stem, and pull it to my mouth, and bite it in half. Tasting the sweet juices, oh, it tastes so good. And now I hold the other half between my thumb and forefinger, and press it against your lips. Kiss it. Feel the cherry stone still in the center hard, like my clit is hard. Lick the cherry stone, like you're going to lick my clit tonight. Like you lick my clit every night. Taste the juices. Sweet, like my sweet pussy juices. Cherries. Cherry muffins, cherry yogurt, cherry flavored gum, maraschino cherries. Would you rather eat one from the top of a hot fudge sundae? Or watch me push one into my sweet pussy and eat it when it pops back out? Open your mouth and feel the round ripe cherry popping out between your lips. Red cherries and red taillights, stop signs and traffic signals. So horny. You need to get home safe so you can listen to my voice and drop deep into hypnotic servitude, slave. But not now. Not now, slave. Right now you need to drive. Drive safely, slave, and come home to Dominica, home to Dominica, always home to Dominica. And I want to hear from you in an email, Cherry Slave. If you can tear your hands away from your cock and nipples long enough to write. Masturbating and pinching, so sore and aching and brainwashed. I want to know you enjoyed this MP3. I want to know if you like it. I just might make more of them. So you will have Dominica to keep you company on your little rides and travels, on your time alone. Now, robot, listen to this again. You are not able to stop listening until your drive or trip is over, until you have reached your destination. Wide awake and listening to Dominica.